Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The Apostle Paul wrote these words to Christians of the first century who were worried about their fellow Christian brothers and sisters who had died. To help them cope with their concerns, he wrote to inform them of God's loving care over the dead in Christ. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:13-17. Placing our faith in Jesus as Lord of heaven and earth, Savior and Redeemer of our souls, gives us a hope in living beyond this earthly life. This hope is ours because of God's word and the promises made to all who believe and follow Jesus. And it is our prayer that all who listen today have come to have faith in Jesus Christ, or that you will come to believe in him.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of his love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. In the following verses of Scripture, the writer recites many of the Old Testament men and women who lived by faith in God. They also were living with hope. The Scriptures go on to say about those who were among those of faith, these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Before Jesus finished his work on earth, he was preparing his apostles for his crucifixion. He would be leaving them, not just through his own death, but following his resurrection, he would ascend into heaven to return to his glory at the Father's right hand. These are his words to those chosen men who had followed him throughout his ministry. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Jesus gave them a reason to hope in a life not on earth, but one where he would take them. One of those apostles wrote years later these words to all of God's people. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1, 3-5. We all know that everyone is under the curse of death. Our bodies grow old and eventually death comes. All who believe in God and in Christ Jesus live with a hope that takes away the sting and victory of death. The scriptures also share these words of promise. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 54-57. Many people have been taught that there is no God. There is no afterlife. Man is not a spiritual being. Man does not have a soul. Many believe there is nothing beyond this earthly existence. With that view of life, there is no hope, nothing to look forward to anticipate, nothing beyond death and the grave. If you are living without hope, Jesus Christ offers you hope. We preach and we teach the good news of Jesus Christ. For God did love this world so much so that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Let me encourage you today to place your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Live with hope. Live with hope in your heart every day in this world.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away, fly away, to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, fly away, I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away, fly away. Home of the soul, of the soul, beautiful, blessed there is no kingdom of life, free from all care, happy and bright, and where Jesus is there, he is the light, oft in the
us lonely or weak.
We are sighing for home,
longing for thee. Beautiful home of the ransom beside the crystal sea, the crystal sea. No tears in heaven there's, no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven there's, no tears up there. No tears in heaven will be known. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away, to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away,
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.